We're excited. Can't wait to get started.
Live on tape at WGN TV Studios in Chicago. Festivus.
When it's over is the best. That's my favorite.
With Marcus Leshock.
Less is more with him. We're going to put him in positions where he can be successful. Not a lot of thinking.
And Steve Lippo.
Love of God, don't start Cam Newton over matchup.
Stupid!
The Fantasy Festivus.
I'm happy for Steve, and I told him I'm proud of him. I tell you what, he's always like a forgotten man.
A fantasy sports podcast for the rest of
the... shut up.
Oh, yeah, you feeling that, baby?
I love me some Tecmo Super Bowl.
Oh, you found this to begin with, I think.
I did. You know why? Because I played that game for approximately 23.5 hours a day.
I still have my old Nintendo, do you?
Absolutely.
All right, I'm Marcus Leshock, a feature reporter here at WGN-TV, joined by...
Steve Lippo, sports producer extraordinaire.
And we are the brains behind this wonderful creation here, the Fantasy Football Festivus. At least it's called that until we're... forced to change the name, I think, right?
Sure. There's nothing copyrighted about that at all.
Right. So, every week we're going to be here. First of all, just to set the scene a little bit, you can't see it, obviously, because you're listening, but we're sitting here in the WGN-TV showcase studio.
Absolutely.
We're in an edit bay looking over at the newsroom where everybody here, Tom Negevin's walking past right now, wondering what in the world we're doing.
He just looked at us like we are aliens from another planet.
And we're here in Chicago. We're kind of in a unique situation because you, being the sports producer here at WGN, you're with the Bears every day.
I am. That is true.
Pretty much every day you're down at Bourbon Lane training camp right now. Or if there's a game going on, you're probably out there covering the game, maybe doing some interviews in the locker room, something like that.
That is correct.
And this year, for the first year in a long time, the Bears could actually be relevant fantasy-wise.
It's interesting to hear the Bears thrown out by pretty much every major media outlet, every football pundit. They are legit, not only Super Bowl contenders, but they are going to have an explosive offense. Something we haven't seen
ever.
In a very long time.
Since Sid Luckman. Like my dad was
the Flying Dutchman. Like everyone loves Sid Luckman.
Yeah, so every week here on the podcast, we're going to post these every Tuesday. So we're going to recap the games over the weekend. We'll talk about the Bears game a little bit, but we'll get through all the big fantasy news that's going on. We'll also do predictions for the coming week because both of us, I mean, I've been playing fantasy football forever. How long have you been playing? I mean, a long time?
Probably 15 years, something like that.
I've won a couple leagues. Just going to throw the cred out there a little bit.
That's fine. I have not actually played in a league with Marcus, so we'll see how much cred he still has, and we will find that out because this year we're going to do something really fun. We are bringing the fantasy football straight to you guys. We are going to have a league.
Yes.
Marcus, myself, we'll find out some more, maybe possible.
We're getting declined by a lot of people. That's shocking, isn't it?
Well, I think people are scared. See, this is the problem with fantasy football is when you put yourself out there. Fantasy football is a lot of skill, but also a lot of luck.
Yeah, it is.
And as much as you are a genius when it comes to football knowledge and all of that, you can get destroyed by the mom of your neighbor's kids.
Yeah, and I think it's easier for me because, you know, I'm just a feature guy here on the news, so I do all kinds of different stories. But if I was the lead sports anchor at WGN-TV, maybe I wouldn't want to be in the fantasy league because if I lose to dumb feature guy on the 5 o'clock news, maybe my cred's a little damaged, right?
maybe. So instead, just continue sitting on your high horse and not playing fantasy sports. But we are going to put ourselves out there and challenge you guys. So more details will be coming out soon.
I think by next week we should probably have the details.
And yeah,
we'll get them to you if you want to play fantasy football with us again, free of charge. A lot of bragging rights on the line. It'll be fun throughout the season. We're going to update here on the podcast who's winning, what teams are like, how the draft goes, that sort of thing. So it'll be really fun to play along with us, I think.
Absolutely. So look for details next week.
Yeah.
And we'll put our league together and see what happens.
Yeah, it'll
year.
Be a it'll good be time. So. Now, speaking of Bears, last night we had we're taping this on Friday. Just we should say that because we're going to post it on Tuesday, but we are taping this on Friday.
Today is Friday.
Yeah, and last night we had the first Chicago Bears game. I've never been this excited for a preseason game, especially because I want to see this high flying offense all over the field. And one, Jay Cutler goes and has a baby, and it rains.
True.
So apparently that means he's not going to play in the game.
Everyone knows you can't play football with a new baby in the rain.
That's right. That's right. So he didn't
good
play.
Good rule of thumb.
Matt Forte didn't play, right?
Correct. He did not play.
He didn't play. Julius Peppers didn't play. He did Brian not play. Urlacher didn't play. Brian Why did they even play the game?
That is a good question. The high-flying offense put up a whopping 3 points.
They did. Now, you already have an Alshon Jeffrey jersey on right now.
I do. I love me some Alshon Jeffrey. Yeah. I took my David Terrell jersey. And I put
was
some
he 87 or what was he?
17 or 19. Was I don't know. It's, okay, not, it's right. not even the same
Jeffrey's
number.
Jeffrey's 17, right?
Jeffrey is 17, yeah, okay. Yeah. So
he looked pretty good.
I'm actually making a combo Alshon Jeffrey-Mark Grace jersey right now that I can just wear every day for the rest of my life.
There a receiver on the Bears you would legitimately draft besides Brandon Marshall?
You know, I think it's funny you talk about Bears wide receivers because some leagues have special teams points, which makes Hester more valuable. Some leagues have are very touchdown heavy, which a couple years ago before he, you know, turned into a half of a man, Johnny Knox was fantasy relevant.
Right. Sometimes.
So sometimes, I mean, as a lower receiver, I think it's going to be interesting to see how the offense comes out and really spreads the ball around. Marshall's going to be the top guy. And now that they have a legit one, he's going to get probably more points than the rest of the Bears receivers combined.
Now, I think it was Musin Muhammad who once said that this is the place where receivers come to die.
He did
so
say
are
that.
Are you worried that Brandon Marshall might be victim to that? That you, we had these great expectations, but then he comes in here and something happens and he doesn't have that 80-plus catch year that he's used to having.
You know what? Being down in Bourbonnais so far for a couple weeks and seeing how practices are run and seeing how Jay Cutler operates the offense, he throws to Brandon Marshall 4 out of every 5 plays,
really?
Even in practice already. So as long as other teams aren't putting 3 guys on him every game, mm-hmm. I think he's going to have a really, really good year. I think he's someone you should target and get as probably a top 15 fantasy wide receiver this year. But Alshon Jeffrey, really big red zone threat. So if you're in a touchdown league, maybe take a flyer on him late. He probably won't get drafted in a lot of leagues.
Right, I would think he does not get drafted.
If you want to throw a last round pick on him and see what happens.
There's so many great wide receivers.
I know.
I just don't see anybody drafting him.
I don't think so either.
How about Matt Forte? He didn't play last night, but you've seen him a lot in camp. I know there was a report, one of the last practices, he was carted off, or he walked off to the cart, and he was driven away in a cart. I held my breath there on Twitter for a little bit, but everyone seemed to think it was okay.
He's got a thumb. Okay. He's out.
He has one thumb or two thumbs?
Here's the thing. This is the new cadence of injuries in the NFL.
Right.
If something's wrong with you, you just now have a blank.
Yeah, right. So now I have a hamstring.
Yeah, exactly. Right, yeah. He's got a hammy. No, Matt Forte, a little bit of a thumb thing. All the reports that Marcus saw on Twitter with him leaving practice and everyone started freaking out.
Right.
He jogged off the field, got onto a cart, went back into the locker room, just got it retaped, came right back out, finished practice.
So he's going to be okay.
He will be fine and should be safe to draft very high.
Now, here's the other question, though, because Mike Martz, who was the offensive coordinator here in Chicago,
sure.
He's gone now.
True.
He was a big throw to the running back guy. Always has been. I mean, running backs under him usually have pretty high catch totals. Do you think Forte, for somebody who might be in a PPR league, is he going to have as many catches as he has had the last couple
of
years?
You know what? I'm not sure he's going to have as many catches, but you take away Mike Martz and you bring in Mike Tice, who has spent his whole career as an offensive line coach, a ground and pound, run the ball guy. I think Forte gets a lot more attempts at not only rushing, but in the red zone. You know, he only scored 3 rushing touchdowns last year before he got hurt.
Right.
And, you know, people were kind of wondering, you know, they kept throwing the ball from 1st and 2 from the 2. And people are like, why are you doing that? You have a great running back. Run the ball.
Exactly.
And I think you're going to see a lot more of that this year. So we'll
cool.
see. Hopefully.
Any other notes from the Bears last night that you wanted to bring up? Or you think that was
they
good?
Were terrible. Let's hope they're better in week 2. Of
yeah,
the
I mean,
preseason.
But it's preseason. Do you take any stock in a preseason?
Absolutely
because one,
not.
The Packers last night were awful on offense.
You know what I do?
Horrible.
You know what I do take stock in from preseason games is line play. And the Bears offensive line was bad last night. So that's something that everyone's worried about. And we're going to have to keep a close eye on. They played Jamarcus Webb into the 4th quarter.
I saw that.
That's not a good sign.
That's trouble for him.
That's really not a good sign.
Now, where do you draft linemen in your draft?
I actually have a fantasy lineman league. No, I'm just kidding.
Do
I
you
don't.
Really? I
no.
mean, have you ever done the individual defense?
I have
before?
Done that. It
with,
is a nightmare.
It
I don't
is,
like it.
Yeah, I did the first couple of years I played fantasy. And
yeah, I'm sorry, defensive players. You're not as fun.
We're going to have to do one of these weeks. We'll have to do your worst fantasy pick. Like in a draft ever. We'll have to do that as like
there's
a
been
West
a, I'll have
Facebook.
To go back and figure it out. There's a lot of them.
Because
but
I was thinking about that this morning and that brought some terrible defensive picks that I picked way back in the day. But
well,
anyway, so we're talking about other as I said, mentioned, the Packers last night apparently had a terrible game.
Packers were bad.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers did not look good.
No.
None of the offense really looked good, but I guess they had a couple linemen who didn't play, so.
They did.
How much do you put any stock in this stuff
you know
when
what?
You see that? Are you typically, a little, do you waver on Aaron Rodgers then if he has a terrible preseason?
No, absolutely not. Typically, defense is ahead of offense at the start of camp and the first couple weeks of the preseason. This is normal. I mean, now the Bears defense should have been ahead of the Broncos offense. So maybe you worry about that a little bit. But again, a lot of the damage was done by the four stringers and guys who are never going to see the roster. So let's wait. Week three of the preseason. It's the week everybody waits for. Let's see what happens then.
Now, I see Peyton Manning played last night, and he looked pretty good, I thought.
He looked okay.
For a guy who hasn't played in, how long has it been, like 19 months or something like that? Yeah, I thought he looked pretty good. I mean, obviously the pick in the end was in the end zone?
It was in the red zone.
Yeah, I mean, that's something you never want to throw, but I think we just have to wait until he gets hit. It takes a pretty good hit to see how he's going to bounce up from that.
I agree. You know what? I think he'll be okay health-wise. I'm not sure he's going to be okay fantasy-wise. We can talk about that later, but
yeah.
Peyton Manning is not a good outside quarterback, so... That's something a lot of people don't realize. Statistically, in his career, when
you
he
mean
plays,
outdoors, like in an outdoor stadium,
yeah,
like not like outside of the pocket. You mean outdoors?
No. I'm saying
with the elements.
Saying in the open air, in the elements. For instance, say in Denver or not in Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. I'm not high on Peyton Manning this year. And that said, I'll probably end up drafting him in the fourth round. Moving on.
Okay, let's go. So let's talk about some of the injuries in the games last night. First, Michael Vick, it wouldn't be football season if Michael Vick didn't have some kind of injury. But he left the game, apparently had an injury. He was hit on his left throwing hand. He's left-handed, so it was his throwing hand.
It's a bad place to be hit.
Yeah, it hit a helmet of an opposing player, which I don't see here in the article. But anyway, walked off the field, got some x-rays, and they were negative. So it sounds like he's going to be okay. They're not sure if he's going to miss any practice time. But Michael Vick, I picked him first overall in many leagues last year, which was the bane of my existence.
Yeah, it didn't go
well. What do you do about Michael Vick this year? You think he'll have a bounce-back year from last season?
You know, I think he'll be okay. The hand is a little worrisome. Tony Romo did that same thing a couple years ago.
I remember that. And it's one of those things where it's like, oh, it's fine, but then it's bruised all season.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what? It's a good thing it happened in week one of the preseason. I wouldn't be surprised if he just takes a few weeks off, rests it, gets better, and comes back strong for the regular season. I think he'll be okay. I think people have maybe tempered their expectations of him stat-wise.
Well, is Cam Newton the new Michael Vick? Where Cam Newton had all these rushing touchdowns last year. The year before, Vick had all those rushing touchdowns. He didn't repeat those. It's almost like the NFL, the league adjusts to guys like this. They look at all the tape from an entire season. They figure out, all right, we have to shut this guy down in the red zone. So does Cam Newton suffer the Michael Vick sophomore sort of...
I think he might. In our open, I rip on
yeah,
Cam
you ripped,
Newton.
You sure did.
I'm not a Cam Newton fan. That's not a secret. Then again, he puts up fantasy points.
Absolutely.
You know, maybe I'm just jaded because he's not a very good football player, but he's a great fantasy player, and I have a hard time separating that.
Don't think he's a very good football player?
No.
I thought for a rookie year, he had a pretty good season.
He had an okay season, but...
Right. That team is garbage around him, though.
Well, the team's not good, and the problem is that team was always down. So basically,
he's just chucking the ball.
Well,
he's
playing against a prevent defense 90% of the time, and anyone can, I could rack up 300 yards against a prevent defense.
No, you couldn't. But
I could complete a pass against a prevent defense.
We'll see.
All right. Anyway,
we might have to set that up with the Bears PR. Maybe they'll let us get out there and do that.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
See if that'll happen. The other big injury of last night, Ryan Matthews, who many people, running back San Diego Chargers, he's in a lot of people's top 10 overall list.
Womp womp.
First carry of the game last night against the Packers, breaks his collarbone. He is out 4 to 6 weeks. He's supposed to be having surgery on Friday, which is today as we're taping this. So, man.
That's a big one.
What does that do for you? I mean, 4 weeks. You figure if it's 4 weeks at the earliest, that's right at the beginning of the year. So say he's back for week one, maybe. Like he's one of these, well, we'll see how he feels sort of start. What does that do to where you draft this guy in your draft?
One of two things is going to happen. Someone is going to not realize he's injured and still take him high. Someone is going to realize he might only miss a few weeks, take him a little bit higher than he should, or everyone's going to be scared and you're going to get a great value pick. So,
well, what do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I am going to stay away.
Okay.
I'm jaded with injuries. I've been burnt so many times in fantasy
football.
But
what if he's down there, because everyone's spooked, what if he's down there third or fourth round?
Well, it depends.
You have to take a flyer on him, don't you?
I think you might have to.
I mean, he's the guy there. Who else is there? I mean, I have to look at the depth chart.
Well, no, I mean,
Tolbert's gone, right? I
mean, yeah,
he was
he was
his big competition.
No,
last
it's Ryan Matthews. He's a singular running back there. So,
right.
And that's something you don't find a lot in the league anymore. Is single back. You know, everyone's going, you know, multi back,
exactly.
Where you know guys are stealing points away from the starters, and he was going to be one of those guys who's going to get the lion's share of the carries. So. I still think he goes high. You know, I kind of was reading some reaction to it just a little while ago. And, you know, some experts are bumping him down from maybe the 8th overall running back to the 12th overall running back. It's not like he's taking a huge hit from it. But you're always worried about collarbones. It just depends on how fast of a healer he is. And you don't know until it happens.
And
so,
these guys get hit on every play.
And Ryan Matthews has been hurt before. He's kind of, he's one of those injury guys where things always seem to just kind of happen. You know, like Darren McFadden or Calvin Johnson until last year. But I don't know. He's still a great player. I still think you'd take him high. And you just, if you're the guy who gets him, really hope he comes back healthy and has a great year. And if he doesn't, then you can curse his name next year.
Excellent. So you put together, first of all, going into a draft this year, because obviously the season hasn't started yet, but a lot of people are going to be doing their drafts in the next couple of weeks. This year, you put together your, is it like your top 10?
I did.
Your overall top 10 right now?
Kind of like overall top 10. It's just my opinion of a top 10.
Right.
Obviously, don't save this podcast and then use it against me when we're drafting.
Before you do that, because that's going to change as weeks go on.
It will, absolutely.
But just overall strategy going into this year's draft, are you more inclined to take a quarterback first? Or for the longest time it seemed like fantasy was you take the running back first, you take that number one running back first, but now it seems this is really a passing league.
It is.
You have these four or five elite quarterbacks who are throwing for, you know, 5,000 plus yards. So going into this year, are you more inclined to take a quarterback first or running back first?
Here's my opinion. I think you take the running back in the first round if there's a top running back there, because you're still probably going to get one of those top five quarterbacks in the second round. But I want one of those top quarterbacks.
I do too. I'm quarterback first.
I hate looking at my fantasy lineup and seeing like Ryan Fitzpatrick starting.
Yep.
Or seeing, you know, not a Brady, Breeze, Rodgers. You know, like I want one of those guys.
Yeah.
And I may be selfish that way, but I'd rather go down swinging with the best quarterback than hoping I get a good week from somebody else.
All right, so go through your top 10 here.
All right.
I agree with you, though, totally. I'm all quarterback first this year.
I've seen Arian Foster listed at number one overall by a lot of experts, so-called.
You just don't know with running backs. So.
Again, the running backs, I'm not sure of. I have Aaron Rodgers as my number one overall because he's about as consistent as you get. You know the Packers are going to throw. They've never been a running back team, and he is great.
And James Starks looks horrible, both in camp and in the game last night. He's having a terrible preseason.
James Starks is horrible. I mean, not against the Bears,
well, he's not
but against
horrible,
the other
but
30.
Yeah, I get your point.
So I go Rodgers one, and then I have kind of a 2-3 combo, Ray Rice, Arian Foster.
It seems like everybody's 2-3 combo.
Rice,
though, I just...
You know, I have a little love affair with Ray Rice because I drafted Ray Rice when he was a rookie and had that breakout
year. Yeah, so did
year.
I. Yep.
I took him in like the 8th round.
And I took Arian Foster that year, too, where he was the stud in camp and just blew up.
I'm not in love with... Here's the thing. I think I'd rather have the first overall pick or somewhere near the bottom of the first round.
Exactly.
The middle is such a crapshoot this year. So anyway, but Rice, Foster, McCoy,
yep,
the running backs who you know are going to get a lion's share of the carries.
I almost like McCoy over those two guys.
You know,
especially if you have like a PPR league,
again,
I think for sure.
Again, flip the coin.
But
I mean,
Ray Rice catches
a lot of balls.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Dumb.
If you have a PPR league, I think I'd put Foster third out of those three.
Yeah, I would.
I'd take the other two guys first. But speaking of PPR leagues, Calvin Johnson, usually taking a wide receiver in the first round was fantasy kryptonite. I mean, it would just kill you, but he's probably the one wide receiver that catches enough balls to justify it. And puts up enough points.
I'm still nervous taking somebody like him that high.
See,
I just, for the injury risk that you brought up.
It's risk reward. I mean, I have Calvin Johnson, and I'll get to another huge injury guy in my top 10. But I have Johnson there. Then I have Breeze Brady, the two quarterbacks.
Yep.
I have Maurice Jones-Drew, 8. Now, as of Friday, when we're taping this, he's still holding out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's not even playing.
He's not even playing.
Yeah.
But he's such a dominating player. And I know it's crazy to take a guy who isn't even.
So if you're drafting today, you're in the 8th spot, you're going
to
pick him if all those other guys are gone?
I think it's resolved by the time the season starts, and I think he has another monster year because they have no other offense in Jacksonville. But
there's another injury.
Again, that's a
too.
Huge risk. I mean, here's the thing. Fantasy football used to be, if you had a first-round pick, it was pretty solid. You knew who you were going to take. But there's really no, there's not that many guarantees anymore. Right. You got to really, and that's where kind of the luck factor comes in. You go high risk, high reward. And I'm a risk reward guy. So I have MJD. I actually have Cam Newton 9.
So you put Cam Newton, you just said you hate Cam Newton.
I do hate Cam Newton, but the points he puts up are so huge that, now mind you, would I take him at 9? Probably not.
Right.
But should you consider taking him at 9? Be my guest.
Wow. That's pretty bold.
Yeah, and then at 10, I have Darren McFadden, which, I, you know what? I've been burned by him before, and I will be burned by him again.
Points per game. I mean, the biggest thing about McFadden is when he plays, he is the best.
He is.
Or one of the best fantasy running backs in the league.
Last year, he played in 7 games.
When he plays.
He played in 7 games
last year. This guy gets crazy
year.
Injuries, too. Remember his eye was... Was his eye socket broken last year or something?
I don't even know.
Like, his eye fell out of his head and somebody picked it up and brought it to the opposing sideline or something?
He, like, broke both of his knees. I don't know what the hell is going on.
He is just...
He's a
fantasy nightmare because he's so good. You have to draft him, but then he just doesn't play.
So anyway, if you don't like the injury risk, you don't like the wide receiver in the first round, Matt Forte, Trent Richardson, a lot of people have pretty high.
Yeah, people have him pretty high.
I don't like that pick.
Why?
Especially in the first round, just because he is all that team has.
Okay.
The Browns. They're starting, is it Brandon Whedon, I believe, at quarterback?
Are they starting him?
Yeah. That's not a good thing.
Do they still have Colt McCoy?
No, he's, I don't know where he is now.
Is he here working?
He might be. Yeah. Colt, anyway. And then Matthew Stafford, there's another injury risk if you want to replace one with the other. And
you
Michael,
know what? I had Matthew Stafford carry my fantasy team last year.
He's great.
But that's another question about these Lions. Are they going to have that statistical season again? Are they going to be hot again this year? Or
I think so. I mean, the rest, you know, they play the Bears bad secondary twice. They play the Packers bad secondary twice. They play the Vikings terrible secondary twice. So there's 6 out of your 16 games with great stats automatically. And then look at the rest of the league, and odds are you get half and half, and you end up with...
So you're not believing the Madden curse with
the
Johnson on the cover.
No, I don't think so. Although, if anyone was ever going to succumb to the Madden curse, Calvin Johnson would be the most likely person ever. Anyway, and Michael Turner. And everyone always forgets about Michael Turner. 1,300 yards, double-digit touchdowns. It's almost, you know...
Boring.
It is boring.
He's
just
a boring pick.
But he puts up points, so...
But as your number two running back...
He's very solid.
That's a very good number.
But then again, So again, if I'm at the end of the first round, maybe I go a little McFadden Turner or anyway.
I like the quarterback running back first two rounds.
I like quarterback running back too.
Especially if you're at the bottom of the first round.
You can always find receivers.
If you're at the bottom of the first round, you're going to be in a league where most of your guys are going to take running backs, I think, in the first round. So you'll probably get some really good one of those top four quarterbacks at the bottom there. And then on the flip, there's so many good wide receivers out there this year. You can grab a number one wideout or a number one running back if there's still one available. But I really believe in that this year. If you get one of those big quarterbacks, those guys are going to give you points every week.
Big quarterbacks and running backs who you know are not going to be in a timeshare.
All right. So I think that's about wraps it up for this week. What do you think?
I think it's great.
You went to a bachelor party last night. Is that right?
I did. I have a friend who is getting married tomorrow, which will be 2 days ago as of when this actually comes out. But congratulations to my man Kevin Allen.
You're not wanted for murder or anything today. Like,
I'm not. No,
like okay.
we're very lame. We're a very tame group of gentlemen who spent a very calm night out on the town.
To a nice tea house or something.
We did. Yeah, it was great.
Cool. Anything else you want to add before we wrap this up?
I want to add that if you want to get in the Fantasy Football League, please check back to the next podcast or on Marcus's blog.
WGNTV.com/LeShock.
That's right. Everything will be on there, and we look forward to probably finishing last and second to last.
Absolutely.
It'll be great.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.